You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The center is expected to announce the next phase of its flagship regional air connectivity scheme soon. According to sources, Udaan 5.2 is in the works and will promote last-mile connectivity in remote regions. The latest phase of the scheme will award routes which will be serviced exclusively with aircraft of seating capacity of less than 20 passengers. Sources revealed the 5.2 version is exclusively meant for aircraft categories such as 1A, which can seat less than 9 passengers, and 1, which can ferry less than 20 passengers. The new scheme is expected to be announced soon. Sources said the scheme will promote connectivity to many airstrips and airports, which have shorter runways as well as advanced landing ground. In the industry sector, Tata Steel has posted a 91.84% fall in consolidated net profit to Rs. 634 crore for the first quarter ended June, impacted by weak European operations, but was much ahead of analysts' estimates of the company posting a net loss. The steel major had posted a net profit of Rs. 7,764.96 crore for the comparable year-ago period. During the quarter under review, the Tata Group firm's consolidated revenue from operations fell 6.21% to Rs. 59,490 crore from Rs. 63,430 crore recorded in the year-ago quarter. A consensus estimate of Bloomberg analysts was expecting the firm to post a consolidated net loss of Rs. 122 crore on revenues of Rs. 56,338 crore and EBITDA of Rs. 5,050 crore. Over to banking. Allaying fears among borrowers, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said both public and private sector banks have been asked to refrain from being too harsh when it comes to ensuring loan repayment. While making an intervention during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, she said, quote, "I have heard complaints about how mercilessly loan repayments have been followed up by some banks. The government has instructed all banks, both public and private, that harsh steps should not be taken when it comes to the process of loan repayment, and they should approach the matter with humanity and sensitivity in mind," unquote. She also said that both banks' corporate finances were in an advantageous position and that momentum needs to be sustained. In some more banking news, IDBI Bank on Monday reported its best ever financial since it had gone down under a pile of bad loans that peaked at over a third of its assets in FY18, with a robust all-round performance led by a 62% jump in its net profit to Rs. 1,224 crore, and an industry-leading margin for the June quarter. Net advances grew 20% year-on-year to Rs. 1.7 trillion. Retail advances jumped to 69% of the overall loan book from 63% a year ago, while corporate advances fell to 31% of the book from 37% a year ago. Auto loans, education loans, personal loans, loan against property and housing loan segments witnessed a strong growth in the quarter under review. Meanwhile, the government is likely to put restrictions on supply of surplus rice from the Food Corporation of India's stocks for manufacture of ethanol. The proposal is under active consideration of the government. Though monsoon rains in the last 2 weeks have given a boost to sowing of kharif crops, including paddy, and surpassed last year's level, the government was still cautious about the crop prospects. For ethanol, the government has fixed the price of rice at Rs. 2,000 per quintal, much below the Rs. 3,100 per quintal offered under the open market sales scheme for the bulk buyers. In the current ethanol supply year, the government has allocated 3 million tonne of rice for ethanol production, but only 1.3 million tonne has been released so far. Moving on, in keeping with the recent trend of software majors bagging big deals, Cognizant on Monday said it is expanding its IT service partnership with Gilead Sciences for a total expected value of $800 million over the next 5 years. In June, Tata Consultancy Services pulled off a $1 billion deal win from UK's Nest, following which Infosys inked a $454 million digital transformational collaboration with Danske Bank and acquired its IT center in India. The announcements should help bring cheer to the IT services sector, which is grappling with weakening demand as clients defer non-critical projects. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks you need to watch out for today. These include Tata Steel, Reliance Industries, Maruti Suzuki, SJVN and Coffee Day, among others. Private steel major on Monday reported a 93% year-on-year decline in consolidated net profit at Rs. 524.9 crore for the first quarter that ended June 30, 2023. On the other hand, Coffee Day Enterprises on Monday said It was admitted for corporate insolvency by the Bengaluru bench of the National Company Law Tribunal. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.